All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Nordic Village Public Infrastructure District number one to order. Today is July 29th. It's 3:04 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. Brooke, we'll start with you.
Brooke Cole, board member.
Laurent Jouffret, board member.
David Smith, board member.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
Matt Ince with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board. First up is we're going to have a public hearing, and that's to take comments on the final 2025 budget. So, what I need is a motion to open the public hearing.
Motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Brooke.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, board, we're now in a public hearing to take comment regarding the 2025 final budget. So, I'm going to turn the time over to Brendan to walk through that for us.
Right. Thank you. Is everyone able to see the budget on the screen?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. So it's been a few months since we looked at the tentative budget, so I'll run through this very quickly. Essentially, what we're accomplishing is, as a government entity, we have to adopt an annual budget, and we have to submit that with the state. And this sets the parameters or the guidelines, if you will, within which we can spend money. This can be amended at any time in the future, so if things change, we can always come back and amend this. Now, this budget really is a summary of the bond issuance in a lot of ways. So when you look at these numbers, you're going to see bonds coming in and seeing those bond funds dispersed out and appropriated and budgeted in certain ways that align with government accounting standards and fund accounting. So that's what you'll see here. So I'll walk through it. So here on the page, we have our capital projects fund. And if you look in the middle section, this other sources and uses section, you'll see that there's a bond proceeds amount of $39,380. Of that, we have proposed a budget, but what was in the bond issuance was $1,245,000 roughly of cost of issuance. $168,000 was transferred to the general fund to cover general administrative costs, and then roughly $9.5 million would be transferred to the debt service fund for reasons we'll get to shortly. So you see all the bond monies come in, you see them dispersed out in different ways, but that leaves up here this capital outlay number. The capital outlay number is that represents the funds that are available for the project. So reimbursing the developer, funding public infrastructure. And so that doesn't mean that you have to spend all the $28.4 million in 2025, but you can, right? So we're budgeting to use it. If you don't use any of it, you can carry it over into 2026 and reappropriate to rebudget for that. Any questions? No, perfect. All right, then we'll jump up to the debt service fund. Previously, I'd mentioned about $9.5 million was transferred in here in the middle from the capital project fund from the bond issuance. That is made up of two components. There's a capitalized interest element, which is basically pre-funding the interest expense for the first 3 years. And then there's a surplus fund, which is a required debt reserve, additional collateral for the bonds. So that is the nature of that $9.5 million. We do not have any interest payments in 2025. Our first payment is in March of 2026, and so we don't actually have, you'll note here, we don't have any expenses in this fund, just the money coming in. Any questions there? Perfect. All right, and then lastly, we have our general fund. You noted that there was a transfer of working capital or funds of 168,000. That comes into our general fund. That then funds your annual expenses such as accounting, audit, insurance, legal. And so we have a placeholder budget of $50,000 for those expenses, but they would be funded from those monies that were set aside at the bond closing. Any questions there? All right. Hopefully I went through it expeditiously enough. Michael, I'll turn the time back over to you to go through the okay. logistics of the approvals.
Perfect. Thanks, Brandon. Board, do you guys have any questions?
No. Okay, Brandon. Thank you.
Okay. I do not see any members of the public on to make any comments. So with that, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Brooke.
I said Brandon.
Go ahead, Laura.
Yeah.
All right. We'll give it to you, Laura. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up on the agenda are the board meeting minutes from our March 28th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
No, Laura, I had an opportunity for me. I'm good.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, Brooke, to approve?
Let me make sure there's nothing else from Dave or Laurent.
No, I reviewed them as well. No questions.
Yeah, no problem.
And I'll go ahead and motion to approve the minutes from the board meeting held on January 10th, 2025.
The March 28th.
Oh, March 28th, I'm sorry.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Dave, you want a second for me?
I'll second that motion. Just didn't want to steal the opportunity from Laurent.
Well, that's true. I could have given Laurent all of the seconds today. I probably should have, so my bad. All right, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, so as we mentioned earlier, all budgets in Utah are supposed to be adopted through a resolution. So here's the resolution, just says, hey, we've had a public hearing, we had a tentative budget, so here is, we're going to approve. Now, if you notice here in the therefore, we list the mill levy as zero this year because we're not able to implement because the district was created and funded in this year. So we're not able to do that until next year. So come December, we'll put this at the 5 mills. Where it should be going forward. So, and all that was contemplated in the bond issuance, just so you guys know. So,
yeah, I guess one question for you on that, Michael. Somebody in our office asked that specific question the other day. Do we start the millage after the 3 years of capitalized interest, or do we start it immediately on the first year available after the issuance of the bonds?
I'm pretty sure that it's going to be this next year. I'll go back and look at the forecast, talk with Matt and Tyler, but
it's generally always the first full calendar year after the bond issuance. So that's the case here too.
Thank you for confirming.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, we'll set it at 5 mills come the December meeting.
Okay. They were just, I think somebody was asking that in regards to just budgeting, making sure that the budget. They had enough tax dollars set aside. So I'll make sure that we get that passed on to the appropriate folks.
Okay, perfect. All right, if there's no questions on the resolution, if I could get a motion to approve resolution 2025-02, the budget resolution.
I'll go ahead and motion to adopt the resolution 2025-02, adoption of the 2025 final budget.
Great, thanks, Bill.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next, consider approval of annual meeting schedule. So we talked about second Monday of the month at 10 a.m.
Yeah, let me go ahead and make a motion to have the remainder of the 2025 calendar year meeting schedule to meet on the second Monday of each month at 10 a.m.
Thanks, Brooke.
We second, David.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Last item, what we were going to possibly have a closed session. Looks like we'll need to postpone that till the next board meeting. So we'll just have that on when the time comes. Do you guys have anything else for us?
I do not at this time.
Okay. Matt, Tyler, do you have anything?
Nope, nothing today.
Nothing for me.
Okay, perfect. All right. Last thing then would be a motion to adjourn.
I'll go ahead and motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Brooke.
I seconded.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous.